Yeah!
Woo! The yeah sounds different on the West Coast.
It does.
It's got to be the air. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's pronounced Ayer. I heard it on Flo Rida song.
Right. Ayer, right. Ayer.
And everything he says goes. So.
Yeah. If Flo Rida told me that my parents were dead, I'd be like, he's right. My parents are dead. I don't even have to check.
It's Flo Rida.
I don't even have to validate it.
Right.
Yo, that dude's on roids, right?
I mean...
Most likely.
Wait, why would you say that?
He's gargantuan. His arms are...
Yeah, but that's just because he has a big heart.
Right? No. No, he's definitely on roids. Oh, before the theme goes out, I want to thank producer 45 King.
Yeah.
Well-known from his work with Jay-Z, on his own, 1-900 number.
Yes.
He was nice enough to take some time out of his day to do our theme song.
Which was really nice of him.
Yeah. It's also really, really not true.
No, it's not true.
No, actually, Greg Mayo did it, which we appreciate. Greg Mayo engineering right now.
Yeah,
he's in L.A.
And also, shouts to Nightbird Recording Studios.
For letting us have some equipment.
Up there under the Sunset Marquee. Sunset Marquee.
Yeah, letting us have some equipment. That was very nice of them.
Yeah, it was.
Well, anyway, let's just jump right into this.
Yeah.
We are very excited to have our guest here today.
Yes.
One of the heralded rappers from the last year, 2 years.
But not only that.
Yeah.
He's like every comedian knows him. Bill Simmons knows him.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. That's definitely on my list of questions.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Yes. Because let me tell you the truth. I've made up so many fake instances where they met.
Yeah.
That whatever the truth is going to be a fucking huge letdown. Do you know what I mean?
So you write fan fiction about.
I write fan fiction about Bill Simmons and Freddie Gibbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's who's
that's
there.
Our guest. Yeah, Freddie Gibbs. Our guest
Freddie Gibbs. What I do. Smoke some.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you.
Do y'all smoke weed?
No, I smoke weed.
I don't.
Oh my God. I smoke weed.
Now we sound so lame. Are you going to leave?
Oh, Freddie, I smoke weed. These guys are fucking tools.
You want to smoke?
I'll smoke weed with you. Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, I'll smoke weed with you. I will smoke weed with Freddie Gibbs on the podcast.
And I will contact high.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And for the record, by the way, when Jeff and I flew out here, Currency was on our flight, right?
So we got high with Currency.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well, on the plane.
On the plane.
Oh, you got high.
Altitude.
Boo.
Altitude.
Jet life.
Pilot talk.
Jet
boo.
Life. Right.
Anyway.
Archie does not like that.
No.
Just because Archie doesn't approve of smoking.
No. Archie, who's here is also, we should say, he's mic-less, but he's hanging.
Yeah. Right.
Archie Bonkers. So really quick, and as he's rolling a blunt during our podcast, you're the first to do that.
Okay, yeah. I like to be the pioneer of shit.
No, yeah, no, totally.
First nigga from Gary to do shit.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
by the way, wait, real quick. We saw you at the we've seen you at a bunch of places, but one place where we saw you perform was at the Freshman 10 concert in New York,
right, for the Double XL cover,
and DJ Envy, who was working at Hot 97 at the time, walked out and announced you, and he's like, this guy is from Gary, Indiana.
Michael
and he's at the same place as Michael Jackson. And he's like, Freddie Gibbs. And you walked out and you go, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Do you claim Indiana more? Or do you claim L.A.? Because I feel
I'm Gary, Indiana. I'm born and raised. I just live out here and get paper out here.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people sort of uneducatedly say he's a West Coast rapper.
Nah.
Which he's not.
I love the West Coast. I grew up on West Coast.
You just like our weed.
Love y'all weed and y'all women, y'all bitches.
I mean, it's medical marijuana.
I'm here for the weed and bitches.
I'm so happy I'm finally going to get rid of my glaucoma today. That's what I'm most excited about. But I mean, explain to me, and we kind of start every podcast this way, which is like, how in Gary, Indiana, how does hip hop enter your scene? How does it get into your life?
Via radio. Back in the day, it wasn't really no internet shit. So you just had to, I think like back in the day, you really had to be really talented to be in the rap game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially to, surface and, different, areas. I mean, like, pretty much everybody on, in my neighborhood, we came up on that Rap-A-Lot era, that Death Row shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That Suave House shit. You know what I mean? That real shit, man. You know what I mean? We listened to some artists on the East Coast, but more so we was into that Scarface, Rap-A-Lot, Ghetto Boys, shit. That's the shit that we was on. And that's the music that attacked our region. So, I mean, that's what I'm familiar with. So, I mean, that's the kind of vibe or kind of music I make. Cause I'm a student of that,
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I mean, so those are some of your favorites growing up, basically. Ghetto Boys, Scarface.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's got to be a trip when you finally end up working with, like, Bun B, for example. Like,
yes,
and find out that he's, like, the nicest person on the face of the earth.
I just did a new song with Bun B.
Really?
This week, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be dope. It's going to be on my new shit, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Bun is definitely one of the, best dudes I met in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the realest motherfuckers I met in the game.
And he listens to the podcast.
He does.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Definitely.
So my thing with being from Gary, Indiana, where does it, like, you know, when people are from New York or LA, they obviously go to like a hip hop showcase, or there's managers everywhere, there's agents everywhere, you know, there's a record label on every block.
Right.
Where does someone from Gary, Indiana become, you know, a rapper? Where does it become Freddie Gibbs? Where does that happen?
So you got to go somewhere else. I mean, you definitely can't get it in Gary. You know, it's really no industry there as of yet. You know what I mean? That's something that got to be, you know, established. And, you know, you ain't going to go get it in Chicago, because this motherfuckers over there scraping, trying to get they shit on the radio in Chicago. So, you know, some Chicago motherfuckers going to look at you like, you know, whatever. Just get your Gary, get your ass.
So you were rapping in Gary.
Yeah, definitely.
But
definitely.
Then when you decided you wanted to kind of take it to the next level, you go.
I came to Cali.
Out here.
I lived in Atlanta before. You know, that ain't really work out for me, you know, and, you know, just wherever I gotta go, New York, you know, shit, you know, it ain't no thing. I just stay open and, you know, available to do whatever I gotta do for this shit, you know?
And how, so explain to me, I mean, people listening to might not know the whole story. It's you come out to California and you record a full record?
I got signed to Interscope when I first came to Cali.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
I was sorry too. But I mean, you know, it was a good experience for me. You know what I mean? It opened my eyes up to a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned a lot of shit in the game and, you know, met a lot of different people and shit. But, you know, for the most part, thanks, Arch. For the most part, you know what I mean? I just, you know, I recorded a whole lot while I was over there. Did a lot of records, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they let me go, I just, you know, used the shit I did over there to, you know, put myself in, you know, in a better position.
So you got to keep all your music from there?
Hell nah, I put that shit out for free. Fuck.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
What the fuck? I mean, I put my, you know, heart and soul into the shit. I wasn't just going to let it go to waste.
Right.
Like, fuck it, you know, I might as well throw it out there.
Right.
And throwing it out there, you know, got me more notoriety.
So anything you do after that point, are you still like, okay, because your first record that you write, like anyone, it's always going to be, you know, their best stuff. You know, you're it's your whole life up to that point, and you're going to make it perfect because you've had so much time to sit with it.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
I think that I get better as I go.
Okay.
Because I learn more as an MC. I got more life experiences to talk about. You know what I mean? I got more shit I'm dealing with that I can, you know, put into these records. So I think that I get better as I go. You see a lot of these motherfuckers' skills diminish because they try to keep up with the time.
Right. Including skills.
Instead of being they self, you know what I mean? And keeping what they came in the game with, you know, they try to adapt, you know. I mean, there's a lot of whack-ass motherfuckers that I don't like now.
I think my question is more like, because I hear what you're saying, anything you do now, are you going to talk about things that you did prior to Interscope, or are you talking about more like the California stuff, or are you talking about
you mean like in the streets?
No, I just mean like in your life experiences, whatever that was, whether it's like good,
is
bad, or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good question. Is Miseducation really based on early Indiana and Southern California, or is this record going to be more based in your experiences in California? Like, I think he's saying, where do you draw the inspiration from?
Right.
From this point on.
I mean, I go home all the time. So, you know, I'm not disconnected from Gary at all. Mm-hmm. I'm there every month. You know what I mean? I'm just here, you know, on my music shit.
Cause
it's like I said, there's no industry there. So, you know what I mean? I got, you know, things that I go through, you know what I mean? I'm not rich off this rap shit. So I do what I gotta do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I just, you know, shit that I go through, I just put it in the music. You know what I mean? I just caught a gun case out here in Cali, like, you know.
Did Jeff.
08.
Yeah, so did Jeff.
09. So, you know,
yeah.
It's just a little shit. But, you know, as of late, I just been keeping my nose clean and, you know, just doing what I got to do to, you know, further this rap thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got a whole lifetime full of experiences that I can draw inspiration from. So I never run out of shit to rap about.
Right. And it's funny. This is a question I actually really want to know.
Yes.
This is something when we were getting him on the podcast, I'm like, this is exactly the question I want to ask. As a street, I guess we would argue you're a street rapper. He tells stories from the street, from his experiences.
Gangsta Gibbs.
Why would you feel like, what do you feel? You were very highly embraced by these nerdy white hip-hop internet and like, just, you know, this very, very strange group of people really championed your music.
Definitely.
You were the cover of LA Weekly, which I think was one of the first times that a hip-hop artist did the cover of LA Weekly in a decade.
Yes, 20 years.
Like, first time. NWA, right. So
Sasha Fair Jones just like orgasmed over you.
Yeah, and I believe also one of the Malls, I think Molly Lambert. This recording?
Yeah, maybe.
I believe there's a bunch of people who are just huge fans of Freddie Gibbs, and they are not the people I believe you thought were going to be into your music. So sort of explain, you know, the internet game. You know, where does that even play into the Freddie Gibbs? How do you embrace that? How do, where does it go from? You know, explain to me sort of the process of learning that.
I mean, you know, the internet definitely, you know, put myself and, you know, other artists in front of people that we probably normally wouldn't be able to be exposed to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, why you got this, you know, surge of people that like my music, because they, you know, they probably tired of the bullshit they hand on the radio. They tired of the top 40 shit that they getting every day that's they being brainwashed with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they hear something, you know, that's the alternative, and they, you know, flock to it. You know what I mean? As far as it being like, you know, little nerdy kids.
Yeah.
Hipsters or whatever you want to call them. I mean, I think that good music just transcends over everybody, man. I think that, you know, everybody love guys like Biggie. You ain't have to be from Brooklyn.
Right.
You know, to love his music. You know, totally. You don't got to be from Gary to love my music. You know, it's all about how I make you relate to it that makes it great.
And I think to even go further is that you know, like the hipster scene or whatever you want to call it does flock towards realism. And I think that right. That Freddie's records obviously have a very strong
connection. But gritty street realism is what they go to. But
it's out of that fake shit, man.
Yeah.
Is it weird looking into the audience and seeing all the white faces singing all of your lyrics back to you, though?
Nah, not at all, man. They paid their money to get in there. I love it.
Sure. And who do you make your music for? Is it for you? Is it for Gary? Is it for just, you know?
I just do it. I don't know. You know, that's a great question. I think I just do it for me, man. I do what I like to hear.
All right.
And you know, if you
For the record labels.
Yeah, if you got an ear like me, and if you like, you know, gangster rap, you know what I mean, then you know you're gonna fuck with it. I'm not I don't think that I'm doing nothing, you know, way out of the ordinary.
Right.
But I think that I'm doing it in my own way that nobody else ever did it.
I mean, you're conducting interviews like no one else does. Do you want to talk about the Complex thing a little bit?
Oh, man. Which part? Shit. I talked a lot of shit.
Anything you would like to start with? I mean, everyone on the internet, like Twitter just went crazy over it. Like, yeah. Our whole circle, we were just like, whoa.
I mean, you know, I don't think that, you
well
know.
And we really appreciate like people just saying like what's on their mind and just mm-hmm. like saying it straight, like definitely. Rather than saying the political answer.
Definitely. I don't they misquote me or no shit like that. Everything I said in the article, I said it,
right?
You know what I mean? But I think some people took a lot of the shit in the wrong way. You know what I mean? But I was just, you know, saying what was on my mind. It was the real shit.
For the record, he's in our house. We are all very Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the record, we have the horns and everything.
We're actually about to have Shabbat dinner.
Yeah. That's why we wanted you to light candle number 7.
I've been to Shabbat dinner before.
Well, you were signed to Interscope, right? Yeah.
They have that every Friday up there.
Yeah.
Nah, but I'm definitely the furthest thing away from a bigot or racist or prejudice or whatever you want to call that. You know what I mean? So... You know, that was a statement. I mean, you know, shit. I say filthy statements to black people. You know what I mean? So
no, but wasn't there?
I wasn't, you know, I definitely wasn't, you know, going there with that. You know what I mean? That dude who I was talking about, you know who I'm talking about. You know, he just did some, you know, bullshit to me. And I just, you know, out of youthful, you know. you know, I ain't like the motherfucker. I want to knock his ass out. So you know, it was my emotions. You know, getting
that's
the
not,
best of me.
That's not the rapper you were talking about, right?
No,
this is not a rapper.
Okay,
I don't really give a fuck about rappers, man. I mean, when it comes to rappers, I don't say nothing about rappers to offend them personally. I mean, if I comment on it, that's why I just don't even comment on these niggas' music no more. And just say talk about my own shit. I don't fuck with it because it's like when I talk about motherfuckers, I ask you opinion about a motherfucker, and you say one thing, and they be like, "Oh, yeah, you got beef with this nigga." Like, nah, nigga, I just don't like the shit he do.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't no motherfucking beef, nigga. That's all that rap beef.
You don't
shit
fuck
is
with
corny.
Them musically, right?
Right. Yeah, that's all it is. You know what I mean? Or I didn't fuck with that particular shit. He might make some other shit that I like. You know what I mean? There's some motherfuckers who make songs I like, but I'm not going to particularly go buy their whole record.
Right.
I just want to, you know, get to the point where, you know, establishing a game where motherfuckers want to, you know, buy, you know, purchase a, you know, complete project from a motherfucker where you getting, you know, the full experience. I just don't want to be a fly-by-night motherfucker, just one single hit a day going
tomorrow. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, the problem with doing like a one-hit wonder sort of thing
is who got
like,
a lighter, my brother? I'm just rolled up blunt.
I'll be right back.
I'm shaking like Pookie.
I'll get it. Hold on. I'll be right back.
The problem with being a one-hit wonder is that there's so much effort that has to go into it. You have to come up with a dance.
Oh, I got a lighter. What the fuck? My bad. I'm tripping.
So,
coming up with a dance?
Yeah. I mean, that's, and I could see you definitely making dance music. I feel like that's definitely
that's the
gives that I
hey, man, you know what, you, what man whatever what pay the bills man.
You work for Interscope now, Jack?
I do. I'm an A&R. I'm your A&R.
A&R, the job of A&R doesn't even exist no more. Everybody who at a label doing A&R need to fire themselves.
I agree.
Go quit.
I don't know if you know, Freddie.
Out the window like stock market.
Freddie, we have similar teams behind us during your time at Interscope, so I don't need much explanation into your.
Oh yeah. So you know firsthand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just I never really understood it. I think this is going into another question, which is for you now, what is the strength of this being an indie artist? It's because I didn't know when I was a major, this feels like shit. That's all I felt like all the time.
It's just, you know, being able to do what the fuck you want to do when you want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel no pressure. I just record when I want to record. You know what I mean? Like, I got into this shit because it was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it didn't feel like a 9-to-5 because I can't work for no motherfucker. I'm late. I'm the worst employee you could ever have.
Right. And for the record, you showed up here on time.
Yeah, on time.
Hey,
yeah.
Because of Archie.
Right.
Archie drives like a motherfucker. So,
So let's get into Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
Bill, where you at, Bill? We still got to do that podcast shit, nigga.
So how does that happen?
Hey, Bill, just fuck with my shit, man. He just, you know, like, I don't know, man. I get, you know, the most off the wall fads, man. Because, like you said, people just like realism. And he just, you know, like the music. I'm not, you know, doing nothing to, you know, try to, you know, make myself look like something that I'm not.
Well, how
and
did
people can respect that?
How did word get back to you that, I mean, are
I'm
you,
smoking weed, P.S.
Are you a Bill Simmons fan? I mean, were you, do you
hell
listen
yeah.
to the B.S. report?
I'm the ESPN aficionado. All that shit, man. Bill Simmons, Scott Van Pelt. I listen to all these niggas' radio shows. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. My girl be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Do we know how we got the music? Did we ask that?
We don't know.
I'm already high. Yeah, just right, smoked yeah. once. I'm already high. Do we know how we got the music?
I have no clue.
Really?
And where were you? I mean, did you download that podcast and hear it and just be like, oh, shit?
Well, he Twittered it. That's
right.
What
yeah,
I saw.
Yeah,
that's
right.
So, you know, Bill fucks with the rap music, man. So, you know.
Wow.
I'm with it, man. You got to pass that shit on to Stuart Scott and them so they can be quoting it. They need to let me come on, like, PTI or
like Wayne.
Stuart Scott
first
can't.
Take.
He can't.
Nah, Wayne was on first take. I don't want to be on there with Skip Bayless and shit. I might smack the shit out of his ass.
Stuart Scott can't see you. No, I mean literally, he can't see you.
That's
he has
terrible.
One really fucked up.
That's terrible.
One
fucked up.
No, I mean, so yeah, I mean, I guess the bigger questions now is like, what are you working on right now? Like, what is going on? Like, are you working on a full record now? Or most of the stuff we hear is off blogs, mostly.
Yeah, and you had Straight Killa No Filler.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I had that in the stores. The EP. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm working on like a little project, whatever the hell you want to call it, man. Like a mixtape. Record, whatever you want to call it. It's a cold day in hell. I'm about to put that out like the first quarter.
Nice.
You know what I mean? That's gonna be real dope. You know, all my shit really sound like albums anyway. I don't normally take that mixtape format. I did with the Straight Killa mixtape, but not with the EP. That's why I kind of made them separate. But
right.
I know this is gonna shock you guys. Freddie Gibbs has really good weed.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I know that's gonna be really shocking to you guys. This is better than the weed we got from Skilo. You know what I mean? This is better than that weed.
Definitely, yeah. Man. You gotta, you know, only the best, man. We out here in Cali, why smoke some bullshit?
Now how about the fact that you were out at the night of 140 tweets?
Oh yeah, I was and
that
I
shit was
all,
great.
That shit
by
was
the way,
a shame.
By the way, I also did it.
Yes,
Freddie Gibbs got real laughs. Like it's not like there were people who just didn't get laughs that weren't comedians.
Well, no, but talk about who was there.
Ben Stiller, Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman.
Hey, they need to fuck with me, man, because I'm really a real funny motherfucker.
It was very funny.
I could be getting this comedy movie money, man. Fuck with me, Eddie Murphy, all y'all niggas. SNL, they need to holler at the
Eddie Murphy doesn't listen to us.
I could be the token.
Ben Stiller does.
I could be the token stoner in any movie, man.
Yeah, Ben Stiller was there.
Yeah, Ben Stiller. I mean, it was literally everyone you think is funny.
Right.
From, I mean.
And a lot of people you don't too.
You remember what I did that night too? I showed that picture.
Showed a picture
of
your dog. Yeah, I remember. You said that's what you do when you're rolling a blunt while you're driving. You allow the dog to drive. It was very funny. It was very funny. But that was all. I mean, the fact that you get those opportunities says a lot. I mean, you know, there's rappers that everybody knows by name, but then you have the cool crowd.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a really cool feeling in that.
Well, and how does that come to be? By the way,
like I said, man, people just fuck with you. I'm a down to earth. Regular ass motherfucker, man. And you know what I mean, I go around people and I just, you know, I'm just a people person, I guess, man.
Because we got. I mean, since we've been out here, we've had half comedians, half, you know, rap personalities on the podcast, and every comedian is, they're like, "Oh, who are you having coming up?" And we're like, "Freddie Gibbs." They're like, "Oh, Freddie."
Yeah.
Like Funny or Die, all them guys.
Yeah, everybody out here in LA fuck with me. The comedians, the film motherfuckers, except the people in the recording industry. They scared.
I'm gonna come to the office. Fucking idiots.
Who was the strangest cosign you've gotten?
Bill Simmons? How are we going to get weirder than that? It's got to be the Pope.
Either Bill
Simmons. Hey, we're going to get weirder than Bill Simmons.
Either Bill Simmons or Sasha Fred Jones, man. That definitely came out of left field. I used to see the New Yorker when I was a little kid and be like, damn, I don't even think I could read that shit. You know what I mean? And like now, you know, it's like
a couple thousand words later and you're good.
Yeah, to see that and that, you know, that was real. That was shocking. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Man. Which can lead us into our story that we've been holding for quite some time.
Well, yeah, talk about you being a funny guy
when we first met Freddie.
Yeah. Yes. The thing is, so I had this idea, and we can't say her name, so we'll stay away from saying her name. But we had this idea for a young female actress where we found out she could rap.
Right.
By a weird internet run of events.
Correct.
We found out she could rap. And we had an idea where we would have her on a song with two rappers you would never expect this dainty little small actress,
yes,
a pretty actress to be rhyming with,
right?
Because she could rhyme. That was very cool. Yeah, she could rap.
So Jensen, as a former signed rapper,
right, wrote a verse for her, which involved talking about her pussy and pussy popping,
and it was great.
It was great, and it was funny, and it was a really strong idea.
Do you want to say the Mario line?
She looked like she could pussy pop too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It worked really well. Yeah. It worked really well. I don't even know if I remember it.
It was something about pipes.
Yeah, just basically stuffing her pipe like Mario was your plumber kind
of
joke.
Mario World.
Yeah, like right, Super Mario World. Right, it was dark. Yes. I mean, she it was very dark for her. And it referenced her story, it referenced what TV shows or movies she's been in.
Her public persona definitely does not come off
correct,
like this.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
The turn is that in turn the video is, she would.
Yeah. So we pitch it to her. My idea the entire time is to get, at the time, originally Joe Budden correct, and Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs was always my idea to get on the song from the beginning.
Right.
And I just, because I thought this girl with Freddie Gibbs and even Budden is just a weird mixing.
Yeah.
We end up not being able to get Budden, so we get Mano.
Mano, right?
So now it's Mano and Gibbs, which, if you have the backstory, are two rappers who've been in trouble legally.
Yes.
In jail with the smallest little dainty female rapper talking about her poon.
Right.
Yeah. So we get her to record. She kills it.
Mano, who, by the way, had to come through that day, recorded his verse that day, remembered his verse that day.
Within 24 hours. Yeah. Which is amazing.
It was great.
So I get, you know, Freddie laces the song. Mano kills the song.
Right.
It's a great...
Freddie's verse was really awesome,
Freddie's
by the way.
Freddie's was the best on the song. But basically, what it is we get the song together, and it's great.
Yes.
And we create a music video.
Correct.
To be recorded in New York.
Yep.
While Freddie is there.
It was some bitches in there, too, man.
There were. Yeah. There were.
Yeah,
it was great.
Shout out to all the bitches that was up there. Man.
Tons of fucking money spent.
Dominican bitches, Puerto Rican bitches.
Rick Cordero, shouts to Rick Cordero, directs the video.
And by the way, Freddie was there just by himself. No entourage,
nothing.
No management, just there solo.
Real nigga, man. I don't need no bodyguards. Yeah. That shit.
And I'm not saying, like, you know, anyone who wants to run up on Freddie, like, go run up on him.
Oh,
but,
do it.
But
be my motherfucking guest.
So to fast forward.
I need the exercise.
Yeah. So to fast forward it, basically, we do the music video. It comes out great.
Yes.
Now for the details. Eric, Jeff, and I were in charge of getting her to record the song.
We went out to dinner with her.
We went out to New York. We were really trying to become friends with her so that the next day would be easy.
Yeah, and actually when we went out to dinner, Jeff and I got like a taste of what Jensen had seen before, which is
her vagina.
A taste of it.
She is definitely the most bipolar human who's ever existed.
I mean, she just like...
It was so insane when we recorded the song, and now here comes the details.
Yeah, we're quad studios.
We were quad studios. We record the song. She's... I'll even say it. She's punching me for vocals.
Right.
She's screaming.
Right.
She's saying anti-Semitic remarks.
Yep.
Yelling them at me.
Like in the booth, which is great.
I still won't give it up. She is Jewish herself.
Yes.
But she's yelling anti-Semitic remarks.
She told me she was Russian.
She's a Russian Jew. A Russian Jew.
Right.
Jews everywhere.
Yeah.
Man.
We're surrounded.
Yeah. We're also at your banks. We run all your banks. So basically,
she was trying to hook up with you in the booth.
She was
hitting on the audio engineer.
On the
engineers. She faked an orgasm during recording.
Yep.
Even though she realizes they're recording and she's famous and they can put that out.
She would ask for show tunes to be played just to get her.
Yeah, to
mood.
Get her amped up, like songs from from Wicked.
Right.
Would get her amped up.
She had lots of booze.
She was wasted.
Right.
I A family member. It was so insane. A family member was there.
Yes.
That family member couldn't control her and left. It was one of the craziest shits.
You should have been there instead.
Fun nights of my life.
Yeah. It was so nuts.
Yeah. We could have ran a train on that bitch.
You probably could have. Probably could have. Yeah. So we fast forward. I bow out of the project after that.
Right.
She's crazy and calling me about the lyrics. Just nuts. So I bow out. I have someone else take over.
Yep.
We record the video in New York. It comes out.
You were so frustrated. You couldn't even stand it.
Couldn't do it anymore. So basically, we record the video in New York. It's better than anyone could have ever imagined.
Right.
Rick Cordero makes it
to a
point of absolute insanity. It's beautiful.
At the shoot, she was actually like decent.
Right.
You know, totally like, I guess if she's just around us, she'll like, you know, just fuck with us. And then when she's around like, you know, normal, like everyday people, she's
or
like,
drunk,
oh yeah.
Or drunk. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Or drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. So between those things, she shoots the video, sees everything, thinks it's amazing, you know, tells everyone how great it is.
Yep.
The first cut comes, they have notes that are unachievable. Second time we go back and go, these notes are unachievable. These are impossible unless you have Michael Bay as part of your company and he can help us out.
Right.
Basically, I'm hinted at by a lawyer who works with the camp. She's going to repeatedly give us notes and never end it because the contract doesn't say that she has to stop saying notes.
And really, that's your fault.
It is. Well, not really, but it's someone's fault.
No, right.
But the truth is I wouldn't even want to work. Even if it ended up working out,
right.
This is a blessing in disguise because to get her out of my life was like a fucking dream.
Mm-hmm.
So point is...
Oh, I totally forgot, by the way. I don't know if you mentioned this before, but she has a long-term boyfriend that she was BBMing texting. And texting.
Yeah. Oh, and at one point we saw what she was writing and she said that we were holding her almost hostage. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, she was
like... That's the dickhead she brought to the video shoot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like...
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, he was like... she was like, they're holding me here. In real life, we just wanted her. There was nothing we wanted to do more than go home. You know what I mean? Like, I would have... there were...
I don't know.
Things.
I wanted to stay there forever.
It was bad. But anyway, the point of the story is, and it's not too juicy,
right.
But because we can't say who it is,
right.
But do your research.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was very... you killed the song, and we're appreciative for what you did. And if we weren't working with an actual bipolar human, that would have been fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate y'all putting me in the room with all them butter pecan Puerto Rican hoes.
Oh,
yeah, right?
By the way, the three of us were thanked in your... In your liner notes.
Yeah,
which was great. Unexpected.
Thanks,
yeah.
No, I'm joking. Well, we weren't given the full Jewish devil treatment.
No.
We hope to get that one day. So tell me about this possible supergroup.
Oh, with
Bun and Chuck, right?
Bun, Chuck.
No, we wanted to know about All City Chess Club.
Yeah, please. Let us
know. Oh, shit.
And CRS. Isn't that the other one?
Yeah.
You know, you know, calling yourself a supergroup means you're never going to release an album. Because that's what happens. If you're in the Four Horsemen or you're in any of these groups that make, you know.
Slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I take that back.
But look what happens. Look what happens when you release a supergroup.
Right. Joel gets his album leaked. So that's.
Yeah. Oh, that was fucked up. That was fucked.
The worst part is there, you know, you're so afraid of all these internet people like downloading your record. The fucking label did it.
Right.
The label put it on Amazon early.
Fucking labels, man.
Nightmare.
Man, the real motherfuckers that support you gonna buy it, you know, regardless. But,
right.
You know.
See, I have a.
That's why blogs love you.
It's just a bad climate for this shit right now. You know, just to sell a record, you gotta like do more. You gotta like sell more than a record. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just put out the average run of the mill shit with this rap shit. I think it gotta be something, you know, extraordinary.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. And I always say being the best rapper right now is like being the best calligrapher. It's like you have a really strong talent, but nobody wants it. You know what I mean? Like every once in a while you'll do like a wedding invite. But that's like it. You get it one time.
Right.
Calligrapher?
Yeah.
That's what you're going with?
I'm high. Have we not established that earlier? The fact that I'm even making jokes that made your brother laugh should be enough for me to be like...
Yeah, but Eric's faking it.
No, he's not faking it. He really laughed. Whatever. Calligrapher. Calligraphist? That sounds like a porno term.
I'm a porno.
That's a calligraphist?
It's a fluffer.
Yeah, it is.
A fluffer, right? Yeah.
No, is it possible? Is it possible to get the supergroup out?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's Bun B and Chuck. From
Chuck English,
Cool Kids, and you,
Chip the Ripper.
Wow, like
and Chip.
Oh, Chip the
and Chip the Ripper.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you know, we all doing a lot of shit. So I mean, you know,
it's a Midwest sort of thing,
like nice guys club.
It is nice guys club. Yeah, Chuck's nice. Yeah, we don't know Chip, but Bun's nice. Yeah.
So forget it. Chip is an asshole.
He's an asshole. Your supergroup's no longer friendly.
Chip cool. That's my nigga.
Well, tell you know what do you? Jeff and Eric are huge Freddie Gibbs fans.
I feel like
this is your opportunity to ask your Stanny questions.
I mean, we asked the Bill Simmons question, but
yeah, that's pretty good.
But I mean,
y'all need to hit the weed or something.
Hey, you guys are invited. I I don't know. I feel like I'm really high. Just letting you guys know that. Just letting you know that.
So what do you do out here, like, other than record?
Fuck with the hoes.
Okay, all right, fair enough. You
know. the hoes is the name of his thoroughbred horse.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but while you're out here, I mean, like, do you find yourself within the comedy scene? Do you go to comedy shows? Do you hang out with...
I want to. I've been busy as of late. I ain't
fucking
really
with hoes, right?
Doing shows.
Right.
You know what I mean? Been, you know, like, going to, like, different colleges and shit. I just went to Duke and shit.
How were you received down there?
It was some cool kids in there. It was some uppity little motherfuckers in the motherfucking crowd.
But, do you go out and, like, hang with them afterwards, or is this something where it's like you do your business?
Some weed and some hoes, we can kick you and shit. But, nah, I ain't about to be around a whole bunch of dudes.
Sorry. Sorry about inviting you.
Yeah, no, sorry. You're
here. But out here in LA, I'll just be chilling, man. You know, it's a lot of shit to do out here, but, you know, these damn police pull a nigga over so much, man. Shit be pissing me off, man. I hate that.
Well, we own Priuses, so
yeah.
Nah, we're pretty safe.
You're right, man. I'll be riding around and just old schools and shit.
The Impala. It's not really helping the whole.
So who are some of the artists that you're fucking with right now? That you're trying to work with? Or nobody. Besides Bun.
I want to work with some cats. I don't know. It's hard to think about it. I just did a new song with Daz.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I really want to work with a lot of the motherfuckers I grew up listening to. So
yeah.
Know, that's really my aim. I want to do some shit with Face. I say that all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can get here one day, but
oh, we believe in the secret, so yeah. If it's out there, it'll happen.
Right.
Yeah, but I want to do some more shit with Devin. You know, just motherfuckers that I listen to.
That's great. Cool.
You
know, and Devin's good to transition to a question I had, which is like, I remember the LA Weekly article may have said the all encompassing crazy comparison to Tupac, right? I believe in the article it may have said the
a lot of people would be saying
the comparison.
LA Weekly.
So what is like, who would you say are your influences if we're addressing it?
I'm definitely a product of his shit. If you say you don't, then you're lying.
Right.
You know, him, Tupac. I mean, him, Scarface. You know, like I said, that whole Rap-A-Lot era of music.
Right.
You know,
right.
Dudes like Kool G Rap.
Yeah.
I love Kool G Rap.
Do you hear like a Tupac comparison that was brought up? Do you hear it yourself?
I don't really hear it. I don't think I sound like him or rap like him or anything of that nature. I really don't know what people draw that from.
Yeah, I don't really either. I think that's why I was digging deeper.
But, you know, I'm grateful to be spoken in the same.
Yeah.
You know, say if you compare me to him, then, you know,
yeah.
All right, cool. At least you ain't comparing me to, like,
Rampage last Boy Scout.
Youngberg.
We have a group. Job, we have a group of rappers we make fun of repeatedly every week.
A super group of rappers.
Yeah, well, our super group. Let me tell you about our super group. Our super group is Rampage Last Boy Scout.
Yes.
From Flip Mode Squad.
Young Jock.
Youngberg.
Rampage verse was tight on that Flavian year shit though.
Which one? Oh, Rampage. Yeah. Solo stuff.
Except
started to get the joke rolling.
You always really like. Heard it. Yeah. No, you always sort of fast forward through that part. It's
no.
Like,
he was in the top three. It was him.
Top three.
Busta, Rod Digga.
Biggie.
Him. No, I'm talking about Flip Mode Squad.
Oh, no. We were talking about Flip and Year.
Where is Split Star?
Yeah.
Why is Split Star so low?
Oh, I don't know.
I like how you emphasize Star, by the way.
Split
why
Star.
Is Star?
Why is Split? Why
don't
Smoke Star? Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a hype man. You know what I mean? I don't mean like us. I mean like he's an actual hype man. I don't really see him as... I mean, I guess that's kind of dick.
He is still a person.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, let's talk about that for a second. You don't have a hype man, do you?
I mean, my homies just grab the mic, and if they drunk, they yell the words out.
Okay.
I don't really do no real, you know, coordinated shit, man. I just rap and
at the
no dances.
By the way, at the freshman show, Nipsey Hussle brought out like 10 million guys.
One thing I don't do. I don't really prefer to have like 1,000 motherfuckers. Because I just think the crowd, you know, really, they lose focus. And it's just a bunch of motherfuckers yelling at that point, you know.
Right.
So I don't like, you know, I like for my homies just, you know, fall the fuck back, nigga, you know.
Is rap something that you see like as, you know, to be your career for like a long time? Or do you want to diversify and do acting and do?
Yeah, definitely want to do, you know, the acting thing. I'm definitely gonna get into that hard.
What if people approach you and they're like, you know, we'd like to brand you, and we'd like to, you know, we'd like to do a liquor, and we'd like to do like t-shirts or whatever. I mean, is that something that like for your brand? For
yeah,
the
he hates
Gibbs,
money. It's crazy.
No. But aside from money, like, right. Does it take away from what you've everything you've built? You're like, I'm from Gary, Indiana. I'm, you know, I have priors.
Right.
I have.
Right.
You're
saying, does it dilute?
Yeah. Does it dilute your message? Does it dilute who you are?
If you're like,
hey,
sponsor?
Yeah, you're like,
or
hey,
just sponsorships in general.
Yeah. Like I have my own.
Like,
you know,
is there a sponsorship that you wouldn't do?
I mean, shit. As long as it ain't like no, you know,
no disrespect, no homosexual shit or no, you know, weird shit out of my character. I don't give a fuck.
Why we ask is we have a tampon commercial that we'd like for you to do for a song for us.
I sold crack. I sell liquor.
There you are.
So you're a guy who is very much built up by the blogs. Mm-hmm. And now the government, the Department of Homeland Security is shutting them down. What do you think about that?
On Smash.
On Smash.
And, oh, yeah, I saw that. I went to that shit and it was feds. I was like, damn, I was about to throw my computer out the window. What the fuck? Feds looking at a nigga. But I don't know. That's kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess, you know, rules got to change with the whole music piracy shit, you know, so it can, you know.
But it's like a lot of times, I mean, what the big deal is that a lot of times their managers, their labels, and their artists themselves like give these tracks to the actual blogs, you know.
They do.
And then you know, at the same time, the label, like lawyers are like, oh shit.
The labels is like, nah, take that shit off. You know what I mean? Because they feel like they're losing money. A lot of these sites, you could download the song, no tags. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
They feel like they're losing money. They express it, you know, it's a lot of dollars go into these big singles. They pay the motherfucker $50,000 or $100,000 to do a beat. And
right.
The shit is out there for you to just have for free and not, you know, able to, you know, purchase it on iTunes. I mean, shit. I would download it for free if I could get it for free. Shit. You know, before I go download a song, I go ask a couple motherfuckers if they got it. It's just the nature. It's just how it is now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if it's a motherfucker I really, really fuck with that I, you know, got to.
You're going to support them.
Yeah, I'm going to support them.
And you'll go to shows. If you were just a fan, you would pay for those shows and et cetera.
Definitely.
But while we're all sitting here, how do we solve this?
Really?
Yes.
The blogs thing? I mean, I don't think there's a possibility.
You're going to be able to get the music regardless. Once somebody buys, they're going to put it on the net.
Right.
I mean, I guess the one thing that I would say would be able to happen is that, you know, we leave the crazy sites for the illegal downloading, like the ones like Pirate Bay and stuff that, you know.
Which got shut down.
Right, but I'm just saying, like the ones that are still around that have those names. Yeah. You let them do the illegal stuff, and then you work with artists directly. But I mean, there's only three blogs that'll survive.
Yeah, but that's what they were doing, though. No,
because the labels are mad that they put singles up, right?
That's what I've heard.
Putting singles up. So obviously the label didn't give them the single. You know what I mean? Like I doubt they. I mean, that would be real backhanded to have someone send you the song and then get you arrested by the feds. But I think that's
what's going down.
Is that really what's happening?
Yeah.
So people will send them a single.
And then lawyers on the other side of the building.
Somebody at the label getting the shit. And just these little motherfuckers sell songs to these blogs, all kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, because, you know, the blogs sell ad space and they get hit. So
it sucks when you have something like On Smash, which is really like a proponent for artists, get shut down.
Definitely.
I mean, like,
they're good dudes.
Yeah, and they're good guys, too. Yeah. I mean, when Fake Short Drive, you know, like, if who's a really big supporter of you, like, you know, if you give them something and then, you know, if you're at a label at that time and then the label goes around and shuts it down, that's a disservice to you as their artist.
Well, fuck them. I'm not going to be at a label that's taking me a whole lot of bread anyway, so you don't got to worry about that.
If Nah Right shut down, I would just stop listening to rap. Because I don't have any other outlet. Like, I don't listen to rap any other way. I would just be like...
And that's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy you say that because a lot of people's outlet is the blogs.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll buy records too, but that's become sort of like, you know, all those
that's
blogs.
The way you preview
the way
news.
I learn
that's
shit.
The way,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The way you know if you want to go about it.
That's how we treated the Source Magazine. Or, I really believe that.
I was in the Source Magazine,
right,
so
that's true.
No,
Jeff
no
was
disparagement.
He was in the Source Magazine. Yeah, he was in it.
I was the first white person since Eminem. So.
He had a. He always seemed to hate Source, right? But he did get unsigned
the Source
hype.
Source hated him.
Right, yeah. Benzino. But he did get an unsigned. Yeah, but he did get unsigned hype way in the beginning.
But won the Soul Train Award too.
Really?
Yeah, really.
We're taking everything, Freddie.
That's what's up.
Next, we're taking the NAACP award. We're going to get that.
Y'all
we're going to get all the awards that we're not supposed to have.
Man. He took the rap game back.
Yeah. We're like, enough of that. We need in on this.
That's right. So
who do we want to hear Freddie with? Like, is there producers? Is there?
Didn't we already say the super group?
No. Let him do the super group. I'm saying, who do we want
to
hear?
Well, no, I'd like to hear him with Young Jock.
No, I mean, I got to rap with niggas that I can measure my skills against.
So, Young Jock. Okay, Young Jock. Hold on, let me write this down. Cause we're
No, Freddie had a bad experience in Atlanta, so
let me write this down. Young Jock. Okay, one. Young Jock, two. Okay.
Ace Hood with two O's.
But Ace Hood is only if Young Jock doesn't happen, right?
No, I'd like both of them.
Okay.
Oh my god,
a posse track. Gotcha.
Okay, so we have so far. We have Young Jock, Ace Hood. Right. I'm gonna let Rampage go. We've been mean to him all week.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, who do you think? Money Love. Sure, I'll put Money Love.
Money Love used to be cute back in the day.
Money Love rules. All right, so we have a song currently with Freddie Gibbs, Young Jock, Ace Hood, Money Love on the hook.
And can we get like an outro from Shine just talking shit?
Oh, talking. Yeah. Yeah. But wow. The best part, you won't know what he's saying.
Right, yeah.
Shine. Okay, good. We need a producer for this. I will suggest...
Oh. Like,
who's a really good producer?
I'll suggest Ron Browse.
Okay, Ron Browse. Yeah.
Right. Okay, Ron.
No, but see, here's the problem, though.
Okay.
Everything, we were joking up until then.
Fucked up song. Man.
Jensen is serious.
Look, I like
Jensen
Ron Browse. Like Ron Browse. I used it because I knew it's a joke.
Right.
But in real life, I am interested in Ron Browse.
Jeff and I cannot stand.
But let me tell you why. He made Ether. Okay.
Right, okay.
And,
which
and one day.
Is a great beat.
Right. Yeah. And one day he woke up and went, you know what I don't like doing? Music everyone loves. Wow. And then he was like, yo, I'm gonna kill autotune. That was the best part of all the songs that were anti autotune, because they were really only talking to one guy,
Ron Browse.
Yeah, because no one was really talking to T-Pain.
Right.
Like, and no one was talking to Kanye because he had done 808s.
Right.
They were literally just directly talking to Ron Browse.
Right.
Poor guy.
You know what lives on forever?
A-Rab Money?
Yeah, A-Rab Money.
A-Rab Money.
Yeah.
And Jumping Out the A-Rab Window. Money.
Talk about dances. Wow. That.
When are you going to jump on that track?
Yeah.
Never in life.
So Young Jock, Ace Hood, Money Love, Shine, Ron Browse.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect.
I can get that signed to Interscope.
Right.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, maybe you could.
I'm going to call
DJ. Do you still run into people from Interscope? And
all the time.
And do they like lament the fact that you're not over there anymore? Are they like, wow, you're actually a real person and we wish we had you over there? Or
they pretty much don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah.
They're just glad they got their jobs still. So.
I'm sure. So where are you moving to now? Like you had Straight Killer No Filler on Decon, is that right? Distributed through Decon.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, where do you distribute it next? Do you do something on your own? Like just like,
yeah, I'm about to do
fully Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, definitely. About to do that next.
Do you hit up Bill Simmons and see if he can get all
can do a track?
Yeah. Yeah, to do a track. Yeah.
ESPN Records or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you remember when Snoop was signed to like MTV like records for like a second, like
really?
A year and
really?
A half ago, 2 years ago or something like that?
He probably got a lot of bread.
Probably, but he's definitely not with them anymore, right? Priority?
Yeah.
He's back. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
You know, you just use the label for whatever you gotta, you know, do. You know what I mean? It's just a situation. You know, you shouldn't get locked into no long-term shit with none of these labels right now, because they're falling apart anyway.
Is there anyone you're excited to hear? Anyone new?
That's a good question. Man, not really.
Really?
Oh, actually, yeah, wait. I have one last thing. About the Freshman 10, mm-hmm. Has that whole, like, sort of... Remember, like, when it actually... What was that? Back in, like, February or March at that time? And there was the whole like, hey, I didn't get, you know, on the list, or there was a question,
right,
of
like Jay Mills whining about it.
Yeah. and you were outspoken.
He totally should have been, because he's like, what, 40 years old and he hasn't gotten it.
He's like a, like 90210, like really old freshman.
Yeah. And he showed up, right? I mean, has all that sort of like died down? Do you hear anything about that?
Did he show up where? Showed up where?
Didn't Jay Mills show up too? Oh, no, he was on his way and he got arrested, right?
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly, okay, yeah. What are you insinuating, guys? But
nah, man, that's nothing, man. I don't even worry about that shit.
All right.
I mean, is there anyone from next year's Freshman 10? I mean, do we even? I mean, we assume Earl and Tyler,
both of them? Kids.
Well, I mean, you assume. I mean, they can't get Earl, so they're gonna unless they bring a stand-in.
Free Earl.
Fuck Steve Harvey. I mean, I don't know. Who else do we even like? Do you have anyone on the blogs that even if you don't totally feel? I mean, someone is there a, like, because the class was a big deal the last 2 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm wondering the fact that none of us are pining for
it. I mean, it's a lot of fucking copycats in the game, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's it's fucking with the quality of your music. You know what I mean? It's a lot of niggas is whack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it you know, I don't you know, not say these motherfuckers' names because it ain't, you know, because I don't like them. I mean because I, you know, don't know of them. You
right.
Know, I'm not really fucking with, you know, new music right now. The shit that I'm, you know, hearing out there, I'm not fucking with too much of it. Like I said, you know, the motherfuckers that I, like I said, that I listen to, the shit that they still doing, you know.
So what do you listen to?
Me.
All right.
And like, you know, old school R&B and shit.
Like a lot of Silk.
Yeah.
Hey, I fucks with Silk. That shit is hard.
I'm not making fun of Silk.
I got
like
a lot
Silk.
Of pussy off the Silk CD.
We could play some fun R&B games.
I thought you wanted me to play some fun R&B.
Oh, no, can you play some Silk? Do you have it?
I do. I have Let Me Lick You Up and Down.
Yeah. Wait. No, what's the song? Sorry, what's
really,
the song?
You know, is this real Pawsworthy? You yes. know what I mean?
Freddie, we live in Pawsworthy.
Do you know how many girls listen to hip hop podcasts?
Yeah. You don't know, man. When we reference Flatliners or Gravediggers, girls love it. It's like, it's like watching, it's like, I was going to say porno, but that's really just a dude thing. Still high from Freddie's weed, obviously. Wait, what? Okay.
I've had two, man. That's why I really can't remember these rappers.
Good. I don't feel alone. Oh, that later Silk is Silk Bishaka.
Silk Bishaka. Yeah. So I bought Silk Bishaka charged to the game.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
right.
When No Limit was hot. I used to buy a lot of No Limit shit. I used to love that shit.
Little Romeo.
Actually, yeah, let's talk about this. What's the most embarrassing
freak
thing
the music?
What? This is Freak Me.
He meant turn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's the most embarrassing CD you ever bought as like a kid?
The most embarrassing CD. That's a good question. Wow.
I feel like I know mine.
What's yours?
Well, the thing is, you say Paula Abdul, and people are like, oh, whatever, it was dope. I bought the remix. I bought the remix album.
I think you're overestimating.
I know. No. But whatever. I feel like if I said Paula Abdul, everyone would be like, oh, that's not that. But I bought like this, like the way record labels made money back then was they would release a CD like right after with remixes, like Bobby Brown did. I bought that one also, in addition to the one with the regular songs.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's the most embarrassing.
Oh, Jeff and Eric's is going to be amazing.
You know what? I think I bought, I forgot the name of this CD. It was that whack. It was like, you know, around the time Cash Money and No Limit and shit was out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had the pen and pixel covers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was some off, it wasn't a Cash Money CD. It wasn't a No Limit CD. It was some off brand shit. I bought it because I saw
it was
the
like
cover.
Budget Cash Money? Like,
I don't know what it was. It was some off brand shit. It was some weird shit. Big something balling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was really hoping he was going to say like Marcy Playground.
I know.
Just like dead serious.
I was hoping like 504 Boys, something like that.
That's not embarrassing.
That's not good.
I used to like 504 Boys.
Yeah. One song and it was, wasn't it called 504 Boys?
No, it's called Wobble Wobble.
Oh, yeah, Wobble Wobble, right. Yeah.
Wobble Wobble.
Mm, shake it, shake it.
You could tell Jeff has only the good shit in
That's
his
right.
iTunes.
But I saw some motherfuckers buying them like new Master P albums, like with no cursing and shit at all. Yeah. I was like, you need to slap your fucking self.
That's just an instrumental
Kill
record.
Kill yourself when you get to your car and pop that in.
Yeah. That's an instrumental record.
Oh, man.
Break it, break it. What was yours? What's your embarrassing scene?
I didn't buy this, but...
Oh, already prefacing. I just said Paula Abdul remix record.
No, I'm being like okay. 100% right now.
Go for it.
The first CD that I ever got... My grandmother got it for me just, and I don't know if this was like, hey, like she was learning about CDs and she's just like, whatever CD is, you know, right at like Best Buy or something like that,
yeah.
or Coconuts or whatever the store was, right? Mm-hmm. And buy that and give it. My first CD
was Cisco Unleashed the Dragon.
First of all, classic. Classic.
It was like classic. It was Rod Stewart, and it wasn't even like a classic Rod Stewart anything like that I could have gotten pussy off of at 13. Yeah. But it was like a new Rod Stewart album, whatever it was.
That's a bummer.
That was a bummer.
Jeff?
That's a coaster. First of all, our brother Dan, who wasn't here,
yeah.
I think already tops me because he had Limp Bizkit's like third album.
It doesn't have a hit on it. It's like
right.
not. It's
oh,
not,
no, it had,
it's
it had
rolling,
rolling. Yeah,
oh,
rolling.
I didn't buy that. I
it
bought the
like
one before that.
Hot Dog Water and the...
Yeah, yeah. Like a
right.
something flavored, whatever. Yeah.
yeah.
Starfish, blah,
Starfish
blah, blah, blah.
The,
it was like
yeah.
an anal sex joke,
right? Right,
because they're so high class,
which
so mature.
Mine,
I
however,
think I know yours.
There was a compilation that right. I bought because I was like, I need to buy something,
right?
I bought a compilation that definitely had the Macarena
yes.
on it.
Wow,
talking like about a, dances, yeah.
Now
yeah.
they know it's music or whatever. Now,
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
they
no.
call
this
music?
Was like some like
Spanish,
even,
CD
yeah,
something.
It was like some like. Calypso, who even knows what the fuck? It was garbage, but it did have the Macarena on it, which was classic, obviously.
Oh, right, obviously.
So.
You bought the goddamn Macarena.
That does beat Paula Abdul's remix album.
Yo, Los Del Rio is heavy in the streets.
Those dudes, I feel like there should be a story. Oh, did one of them die?
No, don't
them,
make
no,
it like
I think
this.
One of them did
no,
die recently.
Don't.
I know this has actually backfired on me before because I said someone was dead
right, right.
and they weren't dead.
Did they add you on Twitter?
Yeah, hope, I'm not dead.
Yo, if Los Del Rio is alive, please add us on Twitter.
you know someone has faked an account. There's fake accounts for everybody. There's definitely a fake
yeah,
account for the
no,
dude.
No, but you
want to
know
record.
How I'm going to know it's real? Because huh. it's going to say the real
right,
Los Del Rio.
Nah.
Or El Real
right.
Los Del Rio.
That's always ridiculous to me, by the way. Like people who like Ludacris who wrote like Luda Juice and then later on changed to Ludacris, why don't you just have it as Ludacris in the first place? Like just
Freddie.
Actually, Freddie Gibbs is your real name, right?
Nah, it's not my real
name. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, there goes my whole thing. I was going to be like, but real
Freddie,
names.
Freddie is my real name.
Okay, I was going to be like, real names, no name. Gimmicks. Just, that just whole to like.
The police.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mine was. Right. Mine. I never talked to
that's,
police.
That's a good excuse.
My version of that is what I used to tell lunch ladies and stuff that were mad at me in elementary school. I would say that my name was Connor Meyerson.
Right.
I've never met a Connor Meyerson. I don't know a Connor Meyerson, but if I do meet a Connor Meyerson, it's going to be really weird on some Fight Club shit.
By the way, there's no bigger difference between black and white than what Freddie just said and what you just said.
Listen, Myers. He said police. Yeah. I said lunch ladies. Right. So
when the lunch ladies were mad at me, I would say my name is Connor Myers.
Well, I've never claimed street credibility much,
but Connor
I did.
Myerson have, did.
Yeah, Connor Myerson was tough ass. Connor Myerson hated lunch ladies. So embarrassed, so high.
Jensen's high.
Yeah, so embarrassed and so high at the same time. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, man.
Ooh, what rappers have you smoked weed with? I feel like you probably have good.
Me and Currency smoked before.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I was supposed to do some shit with him this week.
Us too.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's coming by later.
He's out on a whole other level. Who else? Me and J-Rock, we smoked. A lot of motherfuckers I smoked with.
But there's no like Snoop situation or something where it's like a dude you grew up listening to sort of telling you to smoke weed?
I smoked with Bun.
That?
Okay.
Nah, not really nobody else.
You smoked with me now.
Oh, Jensen was a rapper. So
yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. Any other, really any other failed rappers?
Rapper no? Niggas be acting weird when I come around them. I don't know what the fuck wrong.
Yeah?
Really?
You think they're scared?
Who knows?
I'm scared. I get it. No, I mean, I guess our thing, I mean, I feel like this is another rapper. We've had a couple on the podcast already where we're just so happy, and that's why we reach out to you guys, is that you have your own lane. Mm-hmm. It's like we're just so used to so many rappers sharing the same exact style and form.
I hate
and
that shit, man. Yeah. So many. That's why I said there's so many copycats in the game, man. Cornballs, man. It's just all just manufacture that shit, man. There's no artistry in this shit. No
I want every rapper to sound like Drake. Every single one.
If every rapper stops.
A lot of motherfuckers do.
Yeah, if rappers stop saying like in their similes, mm-hmm. then I feel better about myself.
Well, yeah. How do you feel to be Big Sean, by the way, and then have Drake steal your shit? Yeah.
Well, how do you feel like to be Cameron and have Big Sean steal your shit?
Yeah. How do you feel to be Charles Hamilton and homeless?
Wow.
That's got to be a horrible feeling.
Charles Hamilton.
Hey, man, that motherfucker blew a lot of money, man. Fuck him, man.
Yeah. I still stand by the first couple things. And then everything.
I wish Freddie Gibbs would work with Cameron.
That'd be a good one. Dope. See, this is the game I was playing. Who do we want to hear him
with? I fuck with Cameron.
Cameron would be dope.
Yeah, like Cam is a great guy.
Yeah, Cam is dope. Even when he was wearing the pink shit, I was like, that nigga. That shit was tight, man.
Jeff,
came with the pink Range Rover on niggas, man. Motherfuckers. Right. Hey, what can you say?
You got somebody. Who do you want to hear him with? I'm looking for a real answer.
I know, I'm trying to think.
Not Moni in the middle.
No, I think
Cameron last shit that came out was hot too. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Paul
Wall would be interesting.
I'd like to hear I think it'd just be different.
Paul Wall, baby. Yeah. Paul Wall.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be bad.
Yeah,
I like a lot of motherfuckers from Houston. Slim Thug.
Yeah, we just worked with Slim Thug actually.
I want to do something with Slim Thug.
Slim Thug is a funny man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I met Slim Thug before, but I ain't never really getting an extensive conversation with him. But I wouldn't mind, definitely wouldn't mind working with him.
Mm-hmm. Now I feel like I gotta come
I like,
up with
I like you know what I like the clips now my high coming down is coming to me now like
now names are just coming
out. I like the clips and shit. I like they shit
totally.
There's a couple of motherfuckers I fuck with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not rappers, they're just, you know,
they say they're not rappers.
I don't know them personally, so I don't know what the fuck they do, but
they're funny
I
guys too.
Yeah, they're funny guys. Yeah.
I respect their music, you know.
That's what's up.
You guys are kind of like the white Jewish clips.
We are. It's true.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. We
you
push
know
that.
What, y'all, hey.
Yeah.
That's marketable.
Yeah. We push that white. You know.
You guys do push that white really far. You guys are like.
No, I would like to hear you with Sean Paul.
Sean Paul.
I'd like to hear you
from
with
which
yeah,
one?
Not,
the
not,
reggae
not,
or
not,
or
not the Atlantic
Young
one. Not Youngbloods. Atlantic. I want like a dance sort of just like weird. Yeah, that.
I'd
yeah.
like to hear you mm-hmm. with Eni Kamosi.
Oh,
Eni Kamosi.
Eni Kamosi. What
yeah.
happened?
High stepper.
High stepper.
But if you
that's
say
my
if,
shit,
if you say yes, I'll find him.
I'm the lyrical gangster.
That's who I'd like to hear him with.
He's probably an A&R now somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
They might be.
Probably.
Actually,
smoked out.
You want to know who Jensen's A&R was?
Well, he's one of my A&Rs. He was one of my A&Rs.
Gerardo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gerardo.
Shouts to Gerardo.
Oh, you talking about Rico Suave?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's a good dude. He was Bubba Sparks A&R too.
And Bubba Sparks,
he do all that Latin shit.
Oh, yeah.
Over
did
there,
you hear this? Bubba Sparks is.
He do the Latin music shit over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, no, he brought in Enrique, right? He had Enrique.
Yeah. That reggaeton shit whack, though.
Yeah, he was involved in that.
Yeah. Cool. I like when the bitches dance to that shit, but yeah. I'm not going to be bumping that shit. Well, my homeboy Dominican H always bumping that shit. Shout out to Dominican H. Oh. I'll be like, man, turn that shit down, man.
Another person you should work with? Fat Joe.
I'm a big Fat Joe fan. I'm a big Fat Joe fan.
Music, he dope. Yeah. His last shit he got slept on.
Yeah,
shit he just put
great
out.
Great album.
Everything. Yeah.
His labels, man. Shit. I mean, you know, whatever. You know, his last shit got slept on. Though.
Right. That's why you don't fuck with labels.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think he went to a label. I don't know.
Yeah. No,
I
he did.
I know.
Yeah, he did. He was over at E1. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really a label.
Joel Ortiz.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're the ones who leaked.
Joel Ortiz. That's another guy.
I like Joel Ortiz.
Joel Ortiz.
I like this Slaughterhouse shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all these people, if they somehow listen to the podcast, you should fuck with Freddie Gibbs.
Right.
Because he's very dope.
Yeah. I just don't know him. If I had contact, I'd fuck with him.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, at Freddie Gibbs, right?
Yeah.
At Freddie Gibbs.
I feel like I have a contact right now.
Nice. Perfect ending.
On that note,
thank you guys so much. This has been the Hype Man Podcast. We are so thankful for having Freddie Gibbs on this week. We are big fans, and we knew that you had a great sense of humor, so it was a no-brainer to get you in here.
For sure, man. I appreciate y'all having me smoking in here.
Yeah, I'm high as shit. I'm going to go run my whole neighborhood full speed. My name is Jensen.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
And we have been the Hype Man Podcast. Thank you, Freddie Gibbs. See you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.